check that you've made over the recent weeks that you still have a very strong conviction on?
I would say I picked Facebook not too long ago, and I still think that with more people at home, maybe being a little bit bored, wanting some entertainment, they might start scrolling and reactivating their Facebook accounts that they might have deactivated in the recent past. There will be a lull in advertising because businesses aren't operating. But I also think that with more eyeballs on the Facebook platform, those advertisers will come back and might put a larger part of their budget to online advertising on something like Facebook versus TV or radio. So I would still pick Facebook, and I'm still happy with their fundamentals.
On your end, Mark?
Yes, so I mean, I think the theme for me at the moment is to pick companies with strong management and strong balance sheets. And a company that we've picked in the past and that we still like today is Afrimat. So they're doing very well at the moment because their iron ore mine is still operational, although they've halved the amount of staff at the mine, but they are still exporting iron ore. And with the much weaker rand price, obviously from a South African cash flow point of view, they're still making decent cash. They also have exposure to any kind of fiscal stimulus in South Africa, although as small as it may be, in the part of their business that supplies the construction industry with aggregates. So I think that they are well planned. They've got a strong management team. They've got a strong balance sheet, almost no debt at this point. And they'll be able to take advantage of opportunities as they present themselves.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Of course, that's Jean-Pierre Fester from Protea Capital Management and Mark Dutoy from Oystercatcher Investments as well. Julieta will be back to take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.